And joining us here in the studios to talk about the big event that's taking place this weekend from the Ossabaw Valley Audubon is Sue Duncan. How are you, Sue?
I'm great, Kevin.
Glad to have you on the show with us today.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Yeah, well, I know it's a busy week for you as the big event gets underway on Thursday. We're right on the cusp of the Taos Point Birding Festival, aren't we?
We sure are, and I'll tell you, it's been so exciting getting ready for this, and the birds are coming, and so are the folks.
Oh, I'm sure they are. Now, yeah, the birds, I know, are here, and the people will be showing up very soon. Now, for the most part, most of the events are filled, and that was something they needed to do, but there are some things that people can still do if they're interested in being, registering late for this event.
Yep, people can still walk in and register. There's seminars they can attend. There are a few field trips that may have some openings. Most of those are filled, but there's still some possibilities. And there's, out at the point, a neat opportunity. You know, a lot of people think the birding festival's for experienced birders and people who know it all. And really, those people don't attend because they're out birding.
Oh, sure.
But so the festival is more for people who are beginners or intermediates or have an interest in a specific bird like our Purple Martin this year. But out at the point, anybody can walk up to one of five guides who's going to be at a station all morning, Friday and Saturday, from about 7 until 11 or 8 until 12. That early bird thing really works.
Yeah.
And they'll be there to answer questions, point out the birds, do whatever they can to help somebody enjoy Mother Nature at its best.
Wow, okay. So a chance to learn, even if you're a beginner, this is a great opportunity to experience what the more experienced birders get to do.
Well, a lot of people think that the birds are only here for just a little while in May, but Mr. Allen out at the park keeps track of people coming and going, and there's like 4,000 people who come just in May and early June to see our birds, and they just come and go, and nobody knows, just like the birds. Unless we pay attention, we don't know that. There's also a new thing going on this year, Kevin. We're having a tent at Taos Bay Beach Resort down on the grass, and there'll be some activities for kids and families. From 10 until 12 on Saturday only. And again, this is free and open to the public. And we really hope people will come because we have a wonderful lady coming from Wings of Wonder, which is a rehab and education program about birds. Mm-hmm. And she has birds of prey, owls, hawks. She had a turkey vulture up close. I mean, you don't realize how big they are till you're right there looking at it and it's looking at you. And they're not in cages. They're right out on her wrist.
Wow.
She answers questions. She's very entertaining, very knowledgeable. And that's on Saturday at 11. And then she'll do a repeat show at 12:15. Anybody who likes nature would enjoy this.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, anybody who enjoys nature is going to enjoy the whole festival, but come on out and be a part of it. It looks like Saturday and maybe some things on Friday. Everyone's welcome to come on out and attend, but we'll be out there attending. We're going to actually be out there broadcasting on Saturday morning.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. That's going to be so cool. We're hoping to get somebody from an exotic place. I know there's some people from Britain here right now birding with a friend who's a guide.
Okay.
So we've had people from Germany, Great Britain, of course, Canada, all over the United States, and we're expecting some of those people to come, and I'm going to capture some of them, I hope, to talk to you about why they come here and what it is they hope to see. And then we'll have some other people who are here involved in the festival all the time. We've got a couple bird banders who are going to come and talk to you about how they do what they do, and maybe just some other folks that have been involved in the festival a while.
Oh, I'd love to talk to them. Looking forward to it. 9 till noon. I'll be out there on Saturday, but everyone's welcome to come on out to take in those free shows that'll be taking place on Saturday, and of course be a part of it. Even if you just come on out and talk to those guys, as you mentioned, that'll be out at the point, and learn a little bit more about some of our fine feathered friends who are making their way here.
And if we have anybody who's particularly interested in Purple Martins, we have an expert coming on Saturday. She's going to do a 4-hour special, and you can register for just that for only $30. So we got something for everybody.
Very good. Now, how do they do that? They register right out there? Can they do so in advance or just come on outside?
Come right out to the festival because there might be waiting lists or somebody might not show, and you can get in because there's a cancellation. So come to the Taos Bay Beach Resort. We'll be there Thursday afternoon and evening. Not too late.
Okay.
And then all day Friday and Saturday.
All right. And that's what we'll be broadcasting from on Saturday morning. We'll be right there at the Taos Bay Beach Resort. Looking forward to it. And, of course, looking forward to what is an international event, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
These birds come from everywhere.
That's
and
right.
And so do the people.
And so do the people. Tawas Point Birding Festival gets underway on Thursday. We'll be out there Saturday morning. Come on out and take in some of the fine events. And Sue Duncan, Sue, I know you're a busy, busy person. We're glad you could join us this morning to talk more about the Tawas Point Birding Festival from the Sable Valley Audubon Society. And they can learn more about your society, too. I know you got a Facebook page that's very active.
We have a website that's very active, too, our AsableValleyAudubon.org.
Very
Check
good.
It out.
You bet. Thanks for joining us, Sue.
My pleasure.